I'm sorry, but I just don't see that at all. Hello there. This is the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode 202 of season 12 on March 22nd, 2022. More about that later. Coming to you from Riverside, California, and podcasting since 2004, I am your OG Godcaster, a very grateful and humbled Steve Webb. Welcome. This is The Daily Show, where we're reading through the entire Bible in a year. Our reading today is 2 Kings 11 through 15. Afterwards, I'll have some thoughts to share with you, and I have several thank yous. Also, I have a song for you at the end. Stick around for that. The title for today is The God Who Endures. The show notes page for today's episode is at lifespringmedia.com/S12E202. Are you ready? 2 Kings chapter 11. When Athaliah, the mother of Ahaziah, saw that her son was dead, she arose and destroyed all the royal heirs. But Jehosheba, the daughter of King Joram, sister of Ahaziah, took Joash, the son of Ahaziah, and stole him away from among the king's sons who were being murdered, and they hid him and his nurse in the bedroom from Athaliah, so that he was not killed. So he was hidden with her in the house of the Lord for 6 years, while Athaliah reigned over the land. In the 7th year, Jehoiada sent and brought the captains of hundreds, of the bodyguards and the escorts, and brought them into the house of the Lord to him. And he made a covenant with them, and took an oath from them in the house of the Lord, and showed them the king's son. Then he commanded them, saying, "This is what you shall do. 1/3 of you who come on duty on the Sabbath shall be keeping watch over the king's house. 1/3 shall be at the gate of Sur, and 1/3 at the gate behind the escorts. You shall keep the watch of the house, lest it be broken down. The 2 contingents of you who go off duty on the Sabbath shall keep the watch of the house of the Lord for the king. But you shall surround the king on all sides, every man with his weapons in his hand, and whoever comes within range, let him be put to death. You are to be with the king as he goes out and as he comes in." So the captains of the hundreds did according to all that Jehoiada the priest commanded. Each of them took his men who were to be on duty on the Sabbath with those who were going off duty on the Sabbath and came to Jehoiada the priest. And the priest gave the captains of hundreds the spears and shields which had belonged to King David that were in the temple of the Lord. Then the escort stood, every man with his weapons in his hand, all around the king, from the right side of the temple to the left side of the temple, by the altar and the house. And he brought out the king's son, put the crown on him, and gave him the testimony. They made him king and anointed him, and they clapped their hands and said, "Long live the king!" Now when Athaliah heard the noise of the escorts and the people, she came to the people in the temple of the Lord. When she looked, there was the king standing by a pillar according to custom, and the leaders and the trumpeters were by the king. All the people of the land were rejoicing and blowing trumpets. So Athaliah tore her clothes and cried out, "Treason! Treason!" And Jehoiada the priest commanded the captains of the hundreds, the officers of the army, and said to them, "Take her outside under guard, and slay with the sword whoever follows her." For the priest had said, "Do not let her be killed in the house of the Lord." So they seized her, and she went by way of the horse's entrance into the king's house, and there she was killed. Then Jehoiada made a covenant between the Lord, the king, and the people, that they should be the Lord's people, and also between the king and the people. And all the people of the land went to the temple of Baal and tore it down. They thoroughly broke in pieces its altars and images, and killed Mattan, the priest of Baal, before the altars. And the priest appointed officers over the house of the Lord. Then he took the captains of hundreds, the bodyguards, the escorts, and all the people of the land. And they brought the king down from the house of the Lord, and went by way of the gate of the escorts to the king's house. Then he sat on the throne of the kings. So all the people of the land rejoiced, and the city was quiet, for they had slain Athaliah with a sword in the king's house. Jehoash was 7 years old when he became king. 2 Kings chapter 12. In the 7th year of Jehu, Jehoash became king, and he reigned 40 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Zibiah of Beersheba. Jehoash did what was right in the sight of the Lord all the days in which Jehoiada the priest instructed him. But the high places were not taken away. The people still sacrificed and burned incense on the high places. And Jehoash said to the priests, "All the money of the dedicated gifts that are brought into the house of the Lord, each man's census money, each man's assessment money, and all the money that a man purposes in his heart to bring into the house of the Lord, let the priests take it themselves, each from his constituency, and let them repair the damages of the temple, wherever any dilapidation is found." Now it was so by the 23rd year of King Joash that the priests had not repaired the damages of the temple. So King Joash called Jehoiada the priest and the other priests and said to them, "Why have you not repaired the damages of the temple? Now therefore do not take more money from your constituency, but deliver it for repairing the damages of the temple." And the priests agreed that they would neither receive more money from the people nor repair the damages of the temple. Then Jehoiada the priest took a chest, bored a hole in its lid, and set it beside the altar, on the right side as one comes into the house of the Lord, and the priests who kept the door put there all the money brought into the house of the Lord. So it was, whenever they saw that there was much money in the chest, that the king's scribe and the high priest came up and put it in bags and counted the money that was found in the house of the Lord. Then they gave the money which had been apportioned into the hands of those who did the work, who had the oversight of the house of the Lord. And they paid it out to the carpenters and builders who worked on the house of the Lord, and to masons and stonecutters, and for buying timber and hewn stone, to repair the damage of the house of the Lord, and for all that was paid out to repair the temple. However, there was not made for the house of the Lord basins of silver, trimmers, sprinkling bowls, trumpets, any articles of gold or articles of silver from the money brought into the house of the Lord. But they gave it to the workmen, and they repaired the house of the Lord with it. Moreover, they did not require an account from the men into whose hand they delivered the money to be paid to workmen, for they dealt faithfully. The money from the trespass offerings and the money from the sin offerings was not brought into the house of the Lord. It belonged to the priests. Hazael, king of Syria, went up and fought against Gath, and took it. Then Hazael set his face to go up to Jerusalem. And Joash, king of Judah, took all the sacred things that his fathers, Jehoshaphat and Jehoram and Ahaziah, kings of Judah, had dedicated, and his own sacred things, and all the gold found in the treasuries of the house of the Lord and in the king's house, and sent them to Hazael, king of Syria. Then he went away from Jerusalem. Now the rest of the acts of Joash and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the chronicles of the kings of Judah? And his servants arose and formed a conspiracy, and killed Joash in the house of Millo, which goes down to Silla. For Jozachar the son of Shimeath, and Jehozabad the son of Shomer, his servants, struck him. So he died, and they buried him with his fathers in the city of David. Then Amaziah his son reigned in his place. 2 Kings chapter 13. In the 23rd year of Joash the son of Ahaziah, king of Judah, Jehoahaz, the son of Jehu, became king over Israel and Samaria, and reigned 17 years. And he did evil in the sight of the Lord, and followed the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who had made Israel sin. He did not depart from them. Then the anger of the Lord was aroused against Israel, and he delivered them into the hand of Hazael, king of Syria, and into the hand of Ben-Hadad, the son of Hazael, all their days. So Jehoahaz pleaded with the Lord, and the Lord listened to him. For he saw the oppression of Israel, because the king of Syria oppressed them. Then the Lord gave Israel a deliverer, so they escaped from under the hand of the Syrians, and the children of Israel dwelt in their tents as before. Nevertheless, they did not depart from the sins of the house of Jeroboam, who had made Israel sin, but walked in them, and the wooden image also remained in Samaria. For he left of the army of Jehoahaz only 50 horsemen, 10 chariots, and 10,000 foot soldiers. For the king of Syria had destroyed them, and made them like the dust at threshing. Now the rest of the acts of Jehoahaz, all that he did, and his might, are they not written in the book of the chronicles of the kings of Israel? So Jehoahaz rested with his fathers, and they buried him in Samaria. Then Joash his son reigned in his place. In the 37th year of Joash, king of Judah, Jehoash, the son of Jehoahaz, became king over Israel and Samaria, and reigned 16 years. And he did evil in the sight of the Lord. He did not depart from all the sins of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, who made Israel sin, but walked in them. Now the rest of the acts of Joash, all that he did, and his might with which he fought against Amaziah, king of Judah, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel? So Joash rested with his fathers. Then Jeroboam sat on his throne, and Joash was buried in Samaria with the kings of Israel. Elisha had become sick with the illness of which he would die. Then Joash, the king of Israel, came down to him and wept over his face and said, "O my father, the chariots of Israel and their horsemen." And Elisha said to him, "Take a bow and some arrows." So he took himself a bow and some arrows. Then he said to the king of Israel, "Put your hand on the bow." So he put his hand on it, and Elisha put his hands on the king's hands. And he said, "Open the east window." And he opened it. And Elisha said, "Shoot." And he shot. And he said, "The arrow of the Lord's deliverance, and the arrow of deliverance from Syria. For you must strike the Syrians at Aphek till you destroy them." Then he said, "Take the arrows." So he took them. And he said to the king of Israel, "Strike the ground." So he struck three times and stopped. And the man of God was angry with him and said, "You should have struck five or six times. Then you would have struck Syria till you had destroyed it. But now you will strike Syria only three times." Then Elisha died, and they buried him. And the raiding bands from Moab invaded the land in the spring of the year. So it was, as they were burying a man, that suddenly they spied a band of raiders. And they put the man in the tomb of Elisha. And when the man was let down and touched the bones of Elisha, he revived and stood on his feet. And Hazael, king of Syria, oppressed Israel all the days of Jehoahaz. But the Lord was gracious to them, had compassion on them, and regarded them, because of his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and would not yet destroy them or cast them from his presence. Now Hazael, king of Syria, died. Then Ben-Hadad his son reigned in his place. And Jehoash, the son of Jehoahaz, recaptured from the hand of Ben-Hadad, the son of Hazael, the cities which he had taken out of the hand of Jehoahaz, his father, by war. Three times Joash defeated him and recaptured the cities of Israel. 2 Kings chapter 14. In the second year of Joash, the son of Jehoahaz, king of Israel, Amaziah, the son of Joash, king of Judah, became king. He was 25 years old when he became king, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jehoaddan of Jerusalem. And he did what was right in the sight of the Lord, yet not like his father David. He did everything as his father Joash had done. However, the high places were not taken away, and the people still sacrificed and burned incense on the high places. Now it happened, as soon as the kingdom was established in his hand, that he executed his servants who had murdered his father, the king. But the children of the murderers he did not execute, according to what is written in the book of the law of Moses, in which the Lord commanded, saying, "Fathers shall not be put to death for their children, nor their children be put to death for their fathers, but a person shall be put to death for his own sin." He killed 10,000 Edomites in the Valley of Salt, and took Selah by war, and called its name Jokthiel to this day. Then Amaziah sent messengers to Jehoash, the son of Jehoahaz, the son of Jehu, king of Israel, saying, "Come, let us face one another in battle." And Jehoash, king of Israel, sent to Amaziah, king of Judah, saying, "The thistle that was in Lebanon sent to the cedar that was in Lebanon, saying, 'Give your daughter to my son as a wife.' And a wild beast that was in Lebanon passed by and trampled the thistle. You have indeed defeated Edom, and your heart has lifted you up. Glory in that, and stay at home, for why should you meddle with trouble so that you fall, you and Judah with you?" But Amaziah would not heed. Therefore Jehoash, king of Israel, went out. So he and Amaziah, king of Judah, faced one another at Beth Shemesh, which belongs to Judah. And Judah was defeated by Israel, and every man fled to his tent. Then Jehoash, king of Israel, captured Amaziah, king of Judah, the son of Jehoash, the son of Ahaziah, at Beth Shemesh. And he went to Jerusalem, and broke down the wall of Jerusalem from the gate of Ephraim to the corner gate, 400 cubits. And he took all the gold and silver, all the articles that were found in the house of the Lord and in the treasuries of the king's house, and hostages, and returned to Samaria. Now the rest of the acts of Jehoash, which he did, his might, and how he fought with Amaziah, king of Judah, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel? So Jehoash rested with his fathers and was buried in Samaria with the kings of Israel. Then Jeroboam his son reigned in his place. Amaziah the son of Joash, king of Judah, lived 15 years after the death of Jehoash, the son of Jehoahaz, king of Israel. Now the rest of the acts of Amaziah, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? And they formed a conspiracy against him in Jerusalem, and he fled to Lachish. But they sent after him to Lachish and killed him there. Then they brought him on horses, and he was buried at Jerusalem with his fathers in the city of David. And all the people of Judah took Azariah, who was 16 years old, and made him king instead of his father Amaziah. He built Elath and restored it to Judah, after the king rested with his fathers. In the 15th year of Amaziah the son of Joash, king of Judah, Jeroboam the son of Joash, king of Israel, became king in Samaria, and reigned 41 years. And he did evil in the sight of the Lord. He did not depart from the sins of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, who made Israel sin. He restored the territory of Israel from the entrance of Hamath to the sea of the Arabah, according to the word of the Lord God of Israel, which he had spoken through his servant Jonah the son of Amittai, the prophet who was from Gath-Hepher. For the Lord saw that the affliction of Israel was very bitter, and whether bond or free, there was no helper for Israel. And the Lord did not say that he would blot out the name of Israel from under heaven, but he saved them by the hand of Jeroboam, the son of Joash. Now the rest of the acts of Jeroboam and all that he did, his might, how he made war, and how he recaptured for Israel from Damascus and Hamath what had belonged to Judah, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel? So Jeroboam rested with his fathers, the kings of Israel. Then Zechariah his son reigned in his place. 2 Kings chapter 15. In the 27th year of Jeroboam, king of Israel, Azariah, son of Amaziah, king of Judah, began to reign. He was 16 years old when he became king, and he reigned in Jerusalem 52 years. His mother's name was Jechaliah. She was from Jerusalem. He did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, just as his father Amaziah had done. The high places, however, were not removed. The people continued to offer sacrifices and burn incense there. The Lord afflicted the king with leprosy until the day he died, and he lived in a separate house. Jotham, the king's son, had charge of the palace and governed the people of the land. As for the other events of Azariah's reign and all he did, are they not written in the book of the annals of the kings of Judah? Azariah rested with his ancestors and was buried near them in the city of David, and Jotham, his son, succeeded him as king. In the 38th year of Azariah, king of Judah, Zechariah, son of Jeroboam, became king of Israel in Samaria, and he reigned 6 months. He did evil in the eyes of the Lord, as his predecessors had done. He did not turn away from the sins of Jeroboam of Nebat, which he had caused Israel to commit. Shallum, son of Jabesh, conspired against Zechariah. He attacked him in front of the people, assassinated him, and succeeded him as king. The other events of Zechariah's reign are written in the book of the annals of the kings of Israel. So the word of the Lord spoken to Jehu was fulfilled. Your descendants will sit on the throne of Israel to the fourth generation. Shallum, son of Jabesh, became king in the 39th year of Uzziah, king of Judah, and he reigned in Samaria 1 month. Then Menahem, son of Gadai, went from Tirzah up to Samaria. He attacked Shallum, son of Jabesh, in Samaria, assassinated him, and succeeded him as king. The other events of Shallum's reign and the conspiracy he led are written in the book of the annals of the kings of Israel. At that time, Menahem, starting out from Tirzah, attacked Tifsa and everyone in the city and its vicinity because they refused to open their gates. He sacked Tifsa and ripped open all the pregnant women. In the 39th year of Azariah, king of Judah, Menahem, son of Gadai, became king of Israel, and he reigned in Samaria 10 years. He did evil in the eyes of the Lord. During his entire reign, he did not turn away from the sins of Jeroboam, son of Nebat, which he had caused Israel to commit. Then Pul, king of Assyria, invaded the land, and Menahem gave him 1,000 talents of silver to gain his support and strengthen his own hold on the kingdom. Menahem exacted this money from Israel. Every wealthy person had to contribute 50 shekels of silver to be given to the king of Assyria. So the king of Assyria withdrew and stayed in the land no longer. As for the other events of Menahem's reign and all he did, are they not written in the book of the annals of the kings of Israel? Menahem rested with his ancestors, and Pekahiah his son succeeded him as king. In the 50th year of Azariah, king of Judah, Pekahiah, son of Menahem, became king of Israel in Samaria, and he reigned 2 years. Pekahiah did evil in the eyes of the Lord. He did not turn away from the sins of Jeroboam, son of Nebat, which he had caused Israel to commit. One of his chief officers, Pekah, son of Remaliah, conspired against him. Taking 50 men of Gilead with him, he assassinated Pekahiah, along with Argob and Arieh, in the citadel of the royal palace at Samaria. So Pekah killed Pekahiah and succeeded him as king. The other events of Pekahiah's reign and all he did are written in the book of the annals of the kings of Israel. In the 52nd year of Azariah, king of Judah, Pekah, son of Remaliah, became king of Israel in Samaria, and he reigned 20 years. He did evil in the eyes of the Lord. He did not turn away from the sins of Jeroboam, son of Nebat, which he had caused Israel to commit. In the time of Pekah, king of Israel, Tiglath-Pileser, king of Assyria, came and took Ijon, Abel-Beth-Maacah, Genoa, Kedesh, and Hazor. He took Gilead and Galilee, including all the land of Naphtali, and deported the people to Assyria. Then Hoshea, son of Elah, conspired against Pekah, son of Remaliah. He attacked and assassinated him, and then succeeded him as king in the 20th year of Jotham, son of Uzziah. As for the other events of Pekah's reign and all he did, are they not written in the book of the annals of the kings of Israel? In the 2nd year of Pekah, son of Remaliah, king of Israel, Jotham, son of Uzziah, king of Judah, began to reign. He was 25 years old when he became king, and he reigned in Jerusalem 16 years. His mother's name was Jerusha, daughter of Zadok. He did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, just as his father Uzziah had done. The high places, however, were not removed. The people continued to offer sacrifices and burn incense there. Jotham rebuilt the upper gate of the temple of the Lord. As for the other events of Jotham's reign and what he did, are they not written in the book of the annals of the kings of Judah? In those days the Lord began to send Rezin, king of Aram, and Pekah, son of Remaliah, against Judah. Jotham rested with his ancestors and was buried with them in the city of David, the city of his father, and Ahaz, his son, succeeded him as king.
Well, today I'm going to talk about 2 Kings chapter 15. As we've seen, 1 and 2 Kings are books that give brief accounts of the kings of Israel and Judah. More details are given in 1 and 2 Chronicles and the other Old Testament books of history. And here in chapter 15, and as we'll read next week in chapter 16, most of the kings we read about did not follow the Lord, and the times were spiritually very dark indeed. Most of them, as it's written, did not turn away from the sins of Jeroboam, son of Nebat, which he had caused Israel to commit. Well, what were the sins of Jeroboam? It was the worship of idols, golden calves, and he built Asherah poles and encouraged the people to worship other gods. Well, what is the first of the Ten Commandments? I am the Lord thy God. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. And when Jesus was asked, what is the greatest commandment? This is the one with which he responded. So really, the amazing thing to me is that God is so loving and patient that he didn't just completely wash his hands of these his chosen people. Through all of these dark times, when the kings and the people turned their backs on him, he did not forget his promise to Abraham that his descendants would be God's people, and he didn't forget his promise to David that David's descendants would always be on the throne. And here we are in 2022, and God has still not washed his hands of mankind. Amazingly, he has made a way for everyone who will believe in his Son to have eternal life and a relationship with God. Most of the world is as far from God as those we read about today, but still, God is patient. And to any who asks his forgiveness, he is faithful and just to forgive. Incredible. People talk about the vengeful, angry God of the Old Testament. I'm sorry, but I just don't see that at all. Sure, there were times that he disciplined his people, but it was as a loving father disciplines a wayward child. He does it because of his love for the child so that they won't be harmed by the consequences of their bad behavior or wrong decisions. That really is the thread we see all through the Bible, from the first page to the last. God is love, and He is deeply and madly in love with you, and He's done everything to make it possible to reconcile your bad choices so that there is no longer anything keeping you separated from Him. I gotta tell you, that's the kind of God that I can love and serve gladly. How about you? Comment on the show notes page at lifespringmedia.com/S12E202. Our reading tomorrow is Psalms 87 through 89.
It is time for Le Boost.
It's Tuesday, March 22nd, 2022, and this is episode 202 of season 12 of the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. And some of you really stepped up and made special donations to the show. Thank you so very much. Most of you who came in with donations today are first-time donors. So let's meet our executive producers for today. Our first donation is also our first switcheroo on the show. Today was Andrew Gardner's first donation, and he came in with the amount of $202.33. He sent a note with the donation, and he sent a follow-up email, so I'll read them both to you. The note on the donation says, "Thank you for your courage, especially with your comments after Monday's reading." That was yesterday's show. And then here's the switcheroo. "Please credit this donation to my mother, Cindy Gardner, in York, Pennsylvania." So our first executive producer today is Cindy Gardner. And here's the email he sent a little bit later. He said, "I'm finally sending value for the value you've been providing. I'd like it if you could send the copy of your book to my mother, address below. She also listens. Hi, Mom. And I can't wait to get the call when she hears I credited my donation to her." And he closed with, "Thank you for the podcast, Sir Andrew Gardner." Well, for those of you that don't listen to the No Agenda podcast, the "Thank you for your courage" and the "Sir" title are from that show. Well, Sir Andrew, thank you. I've sent a PDF to you, and your mom's book will go out in tomorrow's mail. It's already packaged up and ready to go just a couple of feet from where I'm sitting right now. God bless you, my brother. Thank you. And Cindy, thank you for being in the LifeSpring family, too. I'm happy to know you're there, and thank you for the obviously fantastic job you did raising an exceptional son. And we have another brand new donor, and we have another executive producer, a brand new donor by the name of Scott Snyder. Scott came in with a donation of $202. He, too, is a No Agenda Knight. He goes by the name of Sir Snide. In his note, he says, "My apologies for the delay in support. I've been here since the first day of the season." Thank you, Scott. He said, "It brings me comfort to be able to hear the word and have it explained on a daily basis, as I do not have a church to participate with. My prayers for you as you deal with your health issues, and I pray that God sees you through this." Well, Sir Snide, thank you, my brother. I've sent your PDF, and your book is ready to go out in tomorrow's mail with Cindy's book. God bless you, my brother. Thank you. Our next executive producer came in with $202, and this one is named Anonymous. Anonymous says, "No need to mention my name, as I'd like to be anonymous, and no need to send the books offered. I'm storing up treasures in heaven." And this person put a smiley face. So Anonymous, God bless you and thank you. I completely understand. Our next donation comes in from Matthew Thomas, another brand new donor. Matthew sent $22.22. That's a number I hadn't thought of. Matthew simply says, "Love the show. Keep it up." Well, Matthew, thank you, brother. God bless you. And you should have the PDF in your inbox. And then a longtime LifeSpring family member, Kevin Schneider, came in with $22. He said, "Thanks for keeping the show going." And then I also got a 2,222 sat boostagram from Kevin. I think it's the same Kevin. If it's not the same one, let me know. This came in from the PodFriend app. The name just came in as Kevin, so I don't know if it's the same Kevin. I kind of think it is. But if it's not, please do let me know. In the boostagram, he said, "God bless you, Steve." Well, thank you, Kevin. He does. I appreciate you, brother. You've been around for so long, and I just really want to thank you. And for the $22 donation, you should have your PDF in your inbox even as we speak. And then this next donation came in at 3:33 this afternoon. I wonder if Sandra is a No Agenda producer too. Her name is Sandra Kim. She came in with $22 and she said, hopefully you see this in time for your special 202 episode. Thank you for all you do. I have really appreciated being able to listen each day. Well, Sandra, hi, and thank you so very much, my sister. God bless you. And finally, we have Lester Grabber, who came in with a $2 donation today. He sent that via Zelle. And I have to say, I neglected to mention that Lester's monthly $10 donation came in on the 12th. I need an assistant to help me keep track of these things. Lester, I'm sorry I forgot to do that, and I thank you for your monthly support, brother. God bless you. And by the way, how are those 16 grandkids doing? My new granddaughter's due in about 3 months. That'll be 5 for me, which in comparison to your 16, those are amateur numbers. My goodness. Lester, again, God bless you, my brother. I appreciate you. Hey, guys, thank you so very much for really stepping up today. I can't express how much you've encouraged me. I know how busy we all are, and it takes a few minutes out of your day to write or send a donation, and it means a lot to me when you do, no matter the amount. As I've said many times, it isn't up to me to decide how much value the show has for you. For some people, spending $5 is what they can do. Others can send $20, others $50, or $200, or $500. But I truly am thankful for each donation. I appreciate you, and I do pray that God will bless you many, many times over. I'm so happy and, yes, humbled to have you in the LifeSpring family. God bless each one of you. And by the way, that goes for each and every member of the LifeSpring family. I appreciate your prayers. I appreciate your listening. I just appreciate your being there. On this date in church history, March 22nd, sometime around the year 30. The Council of Nicaea decided that Easter would be observed on the first Sunday following the first full moon after the spring equinox. This system means that Easter in any given year will not occur earlier than March 22nd, nor later than April 25th. And just in case you were wondering, Easter this year is April 17th. And for me, Easter, or Resurrection Day, is my very favorite holiday, because without the resurrection, we have nothing. And also on this date in church history, March 22nd, 1758. American theologian Jonathan Edwards died from a smallpox vaccination gone awry. Wow, that sounds kind of familiar, doesn't it? But be that as it may. He pastored a church in Northampton, Massachusetts from 1726 to 1750, and he served briefly as a missionary to the American Indians and as president of the College of New Jersey, which is now called Princeton. Let's join our hearts in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, help us to guard our hearts against putting anything in our lives above you. You are our God, and there should be no other. You alone deserve our worship. I thank you so very much, Lord, for touching the hearts of those in the LifeSpring family today who sent support in. Thank you for working through them to encourage me. Bless them in your special way. And Father, I thank you for each and every LifeSpring family member. In whatever circumstance they find themselves, whether in a happy time or a challenging time, may they find that your joy is in their heart. Meet their needs today out of your boundless love. Bless them today and keep us all close to you. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. If you've got prayer requests or praises, you know what to do. Go to prayer.lifespringmedia.com. You'll find a form that you can fill out there in just a couple of minutes. Let me know what you want me to know. And if you want to remain anonymous, that's not a problem. Prayer.lifespringmedia.com. Comment on the show at lifespringmedia.com/S12E202. Email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com and support the show if you receive any value from it. Go to lifespringmedia.com/support. Now, as I promised you at the top of the show, I've got a song for you today. I have been a Bob Bennett fan since 1979. I was working at KQLH FM, Q95 FM, when I first heard his music, if I remember right. No, I wasn't on the air, but that's where I learned how to produce a little. I was in sales, but that's another story. Bob Bennett is one of the most gifted guitarists you'll ever hear, with a wonderful, sweet voice and a poet's heart. The songs he writes are often deep and they really touch your heart. Well, several years ago, I invited Bob to sing at the church that the lovely lady Leanne and I attended at the time. So I was fortunate enough to be able to spend several hours with him before and after his performance. And since then, we've traded emails back and forth. The song I'm going to play for you is called Two or More. I think it's beautiful, and I hope you do too. I'm playing it today because I think it's appropriate for expressing how thankful I am for the LifeSpring family. You guys have really blessed me today. If you like what you hear, please go to bob-bennett.com and buy some of his music. I'll have a link on the show notes page. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. Thank you for being here. My name is Steve Webb. I love you guys. Bye.
What a blessed, what a sacred, holy thing to have ears to hear many different voices sing. For we are not alone, not lost or scattered. The Spirit of God is here, where two or more are gathered. If you have a burden that's too hard to bear, we will share it, we will bear it upon our prayers. And with your broken heart we weep in sorrow. Hold you up today, you may do the same for us tomorrow. Oh, the blessing of His congregation, we cannot do alone what happens here. Joined as one body in His new creation, oh, Abba Father, draw us near. Sacred sight to see. Every tongue and tribe gathered as community. No more to be alone, lost or scattered. The Spirit of God is here, where two or more are gathered. Two or more are gathered.